Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, here we go. Tubbsy's in. Tubbsy! Tubbsy's in for Dave. Dave's dealing with some other stuff. We did chat today. He's doing well. He'll be back on Monday. We got a power pack lineup today, Tubbsy. Good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you too.
It's been a while. We did chat on the phone last week, though. She self-described. One person claimed I was just calling her Minnesota's meanest mom. This is. Like, we have a lot of great textures. We have some that are disturbed. Someone texted in that I was calling her the meanest mom in Minnesota because she donated to Jordana's cancer event, NMDP. That's why I would call her. The fact that she donated money.
What an awful person.
Exactly. No, she calls herself that. She's great. So she brought in some wine for me. Two bottles, by the way. We may have participated, meanest, in one of the bottles the other day. Oh, thank you. Very good.
Look at you.
But I walked out of here engaged in hijinks with the Russia, and I left the bag in here.
You did. And thankfully, we are fine, upstanding, morally not the reprehensible people. So outside of Adam. But there was your former producer and, the afternoon guru himself, yeah. Jason Allen DeRussia. They took it over to your
sauna,
your palatial, office over here.
How big would you say that office is? Can we get three people in there?
Only if you stack them on top of each other like you're in a porta potty.
Yeah, like one of those Volkswagen gags. How many people?
Yeah.
So, and hot couple things of hot chocolate. I've not started yet, but I will. So, Tubbsy's here. Little bit of moving things around. Major's going to be at 105. Major's involved in some other things. A lot, obviously, is going on. The president right now getting ready for a meeting with President Zelensky. Okay. So, Major's going to be at 105. Shaletta, who hosted yesterday here, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. She's on a 12:35. And 1:35 cheers and jeers with Rochelle because a man celebrating his 80th birthday today, the most talented member of the media in this state's history, Patrick James Royce, in studio at 2:05. And potentially, Am I Wrong with Tubbsy? We're going to see where it goes with Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick has participated with Am I Wrong before. We have all sorts of good stuff. Okay. Two greatest. And a request. With Mr. Temporary Drive Time, we're going to try now, spur of the moment, to go see Paul McCartney. I got a couple ticket guys. My ticket guys aren't around right now. I normally feel good because I can reach out to one of the two ticket guys, and they're both out right now.
Uh-oh.
So outside of CCO listeners, outside of just, Ticketmaster, and I've danced with the devil before, and God knows those tickets will not be cheap. Where is the best place right now online with ticket prices falling to get me some McCartney tickets? Two McCartney tickets, and then we'll see what kind of mood Carter's in. You know, I mean, I've been at a dozen plus shows with him. Sometimes, you know, you can't shut him up, and other times he walks out.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You know? But I got the gal going too, so I got to say, okay, Krabby, I'm leaving. I'm going to go hang with the gal.
Yeah. So you're taking the gal or you're taking Carter?
No, that's the thing.
Oh,
that's the thing. The gal kept saying we should go, and I said, no, I've heard him a little bit on the tour, and he hasn't sounded great. And then Carter and I started texting. Michelle sent me the ticket, so it kind of inspired me. So I don't know. Who am I taking as my date? Am I taking Carter as my date or my gal who's already going with a friend? I know who's the most consistent in mood. That's Michelle. Okay.
Oh, man. So you're debating between the two, but she's already going with
a friend.
She's
going no matter what. I'm just looking. Where should I look for the cheapest tickets? Maybe we'll just do old-fashioned. Mm. Go outside U.S. Bank Stadium and try bartering.
Yes, just hold up one of those signs. I'll make a sign for you right now that says, I need tickets. And I'll even misspell it so people will feel bad for you.
Ticks. Yeah.
Ticks. Yeah. I need.
Tear the shirts, you know.
A little panhandling never hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, where would you go? And then a couple greatest. Since McCartney is in town and a lot of people are going to be there, probably not as many as they expected. That's my guess. We've done it before and we get great feedback. Greatest concert of your life. Greatest concert of your life. 651-461-9226. And one more. Since 98% of the state apparently is traveling on MEA week. I never once with the kids. I believe this is accurate. I could call Kathleen right now. I don't think we once traveled with the children. Some of it was Wolves related. I was tracking, you know. Sometimes not the greatest cities. Sometimes not the biggest cities in the world.
Okay.
But I was tracking the Wolves. Do you travel for MEA weekend much at all? Never.
Oh, you're talking. I thought that was rhetorical. Out to the people.
You.
No, we've never traveled.
Yeah.
And even when I was like a kid, we never went anywhere. And now it's like I see people doing it, and I'm just like, okay, it's 5-day weekend, but I don't know. I have a hard time getting myself up for those 5 days and then coming back. So yeah, I'll let other people do it, and I'll take advantage of something else.
What is the greatest trip of your life? That is my question. I still am fairly dubious how many people really are traveling, but I get overwhelmed by the 900 reports from the airport on long lines, what we should do. Hey, government shutdown, just show up a little bit earlier. I've solved every sort of report.
Okay? Common sense.
Done. Yeah. What is the greatest trip of your life? And you know what? The trip could be to Crystal, Minnesota. It could be to Sydney, Australia. It could be to Nevis, Minnesota.
Oh, Nevis.
It could be on a golf trip. It could be about to happen because that's my answer. The greatest trip of your life. So we've given you a kind of a smorgasbord here. One, help me where I should pay the money to buy some tickets or at least explore tickets for McCartney night. I got the general ideas, but it's a pretty smart audience out there. Then, greatest concert of your life since Sir Paul is here. Plus, we got Elvis Costello in a couple days. We got Herbie Hancock in a couple days. We got Lainey Wilson tomorrow. Pretty good concert run. And then, since every other person in Minnesota apparently has traveled on MEA weekend, the greatest trip of your life. Crazy, la-di-da, or as low-key as you want, but it was just a ton of fun. Let's pause right here. What do you want to say? You can call or you can text on the Tubbsy Hotline, 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Sometimes the obvious is the obvious. Is Paul just the bumper music theme today?
That would be correct.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with going that, Tubbsy.
Hey, if there's one thing I'm not known for, it's overthinking things.
Greatest trip of your life, greatest concert of your life, Shaletta in about 15. Kevin has called in. Kevin, thanks so much for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, how you doing, Chad?
Good, man.
Good, awesome. Hey, the best show I ever saw was Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And it was the 30th of December, so it was their last show that they did for their tour. They played an extra hour and a half.
Did they still come back? Yeah. I mean, they were just a fixture. You would hear the commercials here and elsewhere. Are they coming up in the next couple months again?
Yes, they're going to be here again in December.
Yeah. Well, if you love them, anybody you love, if they give you an extra hour, that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And another show that was always the best to change complete genres, Rammstein was the best theatrical show I've seen.
Pretty good. Pretty
the
good.
First time allowed back in Minneapolis.
Kevin, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Mike is next. Mike, go ahead. You're on CCO.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How about you?
Oh, doing great. Best concert, hands down, late 60s. Opening act, Sha-na-na. First main act, Chuck Berry.
Wait a second.
Third act, Bo Diddley at the Roy Wilkins.
Wait a second. It went to from Sha-na-na to Chuck Berry to Bo Diddley. What the heck was Sha-na-na doing with that duo?
Warming him up. First stand out.
Oh, my. Okay. Name a member of Sha-na-na outside of Bowser.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I'd like to, but I can't.
That's it. Thank you. Tubbsy, I think the other Sha-na-na folks always lost out. I mean, it was just Bowser and nobody else knew the other people.
I mean, it's kind of like Wham with George Michael and the other guy.
Andrew right? Ridgely.
Andrew Ridgely, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Brad Lane, big Andrew Ridgely guy. Terry has called in. Terry, go ahead. What do you got? Hello, Terry. I hear you breathing.
Oh, yes, hello. Yes, hi.
Hello, Terry. Go ahead. What do you got?
My favorite concert was Elton John. My daughter surprised me with tickets after I have a handicapped daughter who had broken her hip, so I got to go see Elton John. That was the best.
Where was Elton at?
The XL, but now it's called something else, but it was XL. It was great.
Yep. Did he play all the hits, or was he going off on like something new?
He played all the hits, and he walked across the stage, and his piano moved. It was amazing.
Oh. Fantastic.
And then,
go ahead.
The trip was my husband won a $10,000 shopping spree in San Francisco. We got to go spend $10,000 at San Francisco in San Francisco at Nordstrom. That was the best trip.
I was going to say, Terry, if you go to San Francisco now, that's about one night at a hotel.
Oh, correct. Right. $10,000 bought a lot of stuff back many, many years ago.
Terry, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Good contribution. Speaking of Elton, how about this one, Tubbsy? 1970, Guthrie Theater, Sunday afternoon. My brother gave me two tickets, someone I wasn't familiar with. It was Elton John. Yes, Elton John.
Man, to get some of these guys before they were good. See, Elton was part of my best concert ever. It was with William Martin Joel, as a matter of fact, the two of them together. Piano Man, Rocket Man.
Which
combo.
One? Which location?
It was at the X.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at the X, and when Elton John would start with Rocket Man, Billy would do Piano Man, and like in the halfway they'd switch, and you're like, how did that happen?
Was this maybe 2004, 2005?
I think it was before that.
Okay. Because I saw Missouri him about that era. I've told that story before, just real quick. I'm more of an Elton guy than Billy, but I thought Billy sold the show.
Oh, Billy's great.
Billy was unbelievable in concert.
He's such an entertainer.
Okay, is that so? That's okay. Is that your one then? If you're going to say your one favorite concert?
That would be my one. My second one would be Billy Joel by himself back at the Fargo Dome in 1994 because he trashed Christie Brinkley after they're divorced, and I love that.
Okay, I'm cheating. It's my game. I made it up, so I'm going to go three.
Yes.
The Who, the summer of 1988. I'm in Orlando. Yes, we'll play that game later. Get to me tonight about 9:30, then I'll play that game more with you. Okay? When there might be an adult beverage or two already consumed. Calling Orlando Twins games. We didn't do all of them. The Who were in Tampa. Let's say my buddy, Tommy Francis. I can see him right here. He got us lost going there. And so we're now late. We park. We're running up there. We can hear the band already. This guy goes, hey, I got tickets. I'm leaving. Here you go. What do you want? What will you pay me? We just go, how about $5? Five. They're on the grass at the old Sombrero, and we get to like, I swear to God, we were like 30 yards from the Who.
Oh.
1988, still great. That's one. The Rising with Bruce, 2002, at the X, late September, I believe, just a glorious day. St. Paul just teeming with people. And then Prince. I could go with a couple different Prince ones, but I'll go with Prince at the Dakota. Boy, is this like 2012 maybe? Did six shows. we this is when I was seeing Jen. We went to the Gopher basketball game when it was one of those early things where Tubby, remember Tubby was as deep in the air, and then there was struggle later.
Yeah.
But then we went to an 11 o'clock Prince show where it was almost like a New Orleans Mardi Gras feel, and he came through the audience.
Oh, so jealous.
Gave a quick nod because we occasionally would bump into each other in the back of Wolves games, and he played forever, and it was absolutely spectacular. Now, the greatest trip I'm about to take.
Okay.
And I want to get to a few more trips here, too, and concerts. My oldest boy is getting married in la-di-da, good for him, Maui, Hawaii. There are only 11 of us attending.
Really?
11. So it's about as small.
Very tiny.
As you get. This individual here is not the legal officiant, but I'm the real officiant because I'm the one delivering the vows. Now, I didn't have to sign up because we're going to have somebody who is a notarized or legal officiant.
Okay.
So there's going to be plenty of pressure on me now. I kind of wanted just to sit there in the second row, but now I got to have all the vows.
You got to be a participant. You got to prep.
Right. So I can't wait. So I can think of a lot of other great.
How nervous are you? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous?
Zero right now.
Really? What, right now?
Right now, yeah. I'm zero. I will begin studying. They have told me you can use some leeway. I've joked that I'm going to break into overrated, underrated property.
Creative Control by Chad Hartman.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say that, if I can go with one here, can you think of a trip that you absolutely loved?
Yeah, I've got one. My favorite was when I, it seems like a lot of my stuff is revolving around my time in Fargo. I was a student at North Dakota State in 1997, and me, my girlfriend at the time, and two of our buddies, we got done with classes on a Friday. We drove on Friday 24 hours straight to New York City, and we parked in a parking garage right next to Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium.
Sure.
We saw the Twins and the Yankees that day.
Yeah.
Next, the day after, we went to SummerSlam 97 because I'm a wrestling guy.
You are a wrestling guy.
The next Monday, we went to a Monday Night Raw in Pennsylvania. That next Tuesday, we went to the Vet in Philly. Then we went to the College Football Hall of Fame when it was in Indiana, South Bend. I couldn't think of it. I almost said Grayman. South Bend, Indiana. And then hit the old Milwaukee Stadium and came back. So it was just basically driving every day, just basically like a circle to New York City and back with a ton of baseball and a little wrestling. And
if it was that's fun. Your thing and you love it, that's what it's all about.
It was great. It's one of those things that I wouldn't change for the world, even though we got back and we were dog tired. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Among the trips, greatest trip of my life, went to Rome for my honeymoon. Had the Pope bless the rings. Whoa.
The Pope? Like the Pope?
Wow.
Not like a street Pope? Like a street Elvis? Like the real Pope?
Might be. Whitewater rafting trip to Grand Canyon 20 years ago for 5 days. Incredible. Next April, I'm doing it again, but this time for 10 days. Can't wait.
Damn. That sounds awful.
That sounds awful? Is that what you said?
It sounds awful.
Oh.
No offense. It sounds awful to me.
I'd be all for that as long as at the end of the day, we get to go to a Ritz-Carlton. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like my closest friend right now, he is out with his daughter, Sam. She's amazing. And she goes out in the outdoors all the time. And my closest friend, who has the mechanical and outside skills that I do, which is non-existent, he is going to go camping. And my last conversation with him was, have you updated your will and how much am I getting? You know, because I'm not sure he's going to make it. Greatest trip of my life was the Boundary Waters. Yeah, the two of us, again, I don't think the two of us would be great in the Boundary Waters, Tubbsy.
No.
Round trip from Chapel Hill, North Carolina to Anchorage, Alaska. 4,000 miles, 5 days. Wow.
I could do that.
We love Palm Springs, everything about it. I might know a guy who might be talking right now who feels the exact same way. We better not go too late. Plenty of other texts, and I appreciate those. The Queen, Shaletta, is next. All right, no Shaletta at this point. She had an event this morning, which I'm sure she talked about a lot yesterday. But we did coordinate, and we were told 12:30 would be good. But you know Shaletta. She starts talking and talking and talking. So wait and see if we hear from Shaletta. If you're wondering about Major, Major's in. But with the scheduled Trump-Zelensky meeting, which is unfolding right now at the White House, Major felt more comfortable at 1:05 timing-wise. So Major will be with us then. Chad Hartman, Chris Tubbs, Check us out on the Twitter machine. I am at Chad Hartman Show. And Tubbsy, you're CM Tubbs, is that right? Yeah, at CM Tubbs. Okay, I saw this from KSDP involving Edina High School. And they will be the first high school where the kids there will be allowed to carry and administer Narcan, which is used for folks with opioid overdoses. Tubbs, you just, we'll take a break. We called her 3-4 times. She knows. It's we'll call her during the break, and if it works out, great. If not, no problem. The school board voted unanimously to approve it in light of a state law that allows students in grades 9 to 12 to possess Narcan and use it on another student. Jody Remsing, the director of Student Support Services down at Public Schools, said the stigma is often a barrier to students suffering from addiction getting their help. Here's part of what she said. And so that is something that's usually held in secrecy by people using it, and secrecy becomes life-threatening. And so while we hope that none of our students are using opioids, we want to help that anyone that has an addiction. We also know that we don't have to die because they're unable to carry this life-saving treatment. Now, the story points out that all schools in the state are required by law to keep at least 2 doses of this in the building times. Well, when time is of the essence, more doses in more hands could be the difference between life and death. I have zero problem with this. I think it is a good idea. I think it is a sad state that we have kids who are in this position, that Narcan should be this available, but opioids are vicious if they are not used in the way they are intended or they are compromised. And we just were talking Prince. Think about what happened with him and the opioids he thought he was taking, and then fentanyl was in the opioids. There are opioids that can help people greatly, Chris, with their pain, but they are incredibly addictive. They are incredibly difficult for some individuals to stop. And by the way, a lot of them are prescribed by a doctor. Okay, let's never forget that. Some get them from other people for drug use, recreational drug use, right from the start. But others get them from a doctor, and sometimes that doctor doesn't realize what's happened to the patient because they have so many patients. Sometimes the doctors aren't good enough in slowing them down. But I think it's a good idea to have more people in an area who can help out kids, maybe even other people in the building who have it, as opposed to, listen, Edina High School, not a small place.
No.
Kids went to Wayzata High School, not a small place. This isn't Little House on the Prairie. This isn't a one-school building where if you're required to have one, okay, everybody's in that room. It's unnecessary. I think it makes sense. Before you answer, I want to see what people think. 651-461-9226. Do you believe, whether you have kids at this school, or you have friends of kids at this school, whether you have grandkids at this school, not just Edina, but if other schools do this, does this make sense? Because my first instinct, Chris, is yes, it does. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I think them, you know, I think people having access to Narcan is, it's being proactive, because if it's a problem, we can't just ignore it and put our head in the sand and say, well, it's a negative thing, so therefore we're not going to allow people in the building to have access to at least try and help save somebody's life, or, you know, help them to get to a better place. So I have no problem with this. I think the issue is there's the stigma. That's what people have to get over.
Yes.
But if you realize that you're trying to get ahead of the situation, because it's going to happen, whether or not you want to admit it, it's a problem. It's going to happen why not at least give people the resources to fight that?
Among the texts, Narcan should be available in multiple places, just like the AEDs. It saves lives. Yes. If we can have more places where if someone is having a heart attack and we can have that, that someone can use before the paramedics arrive or someone else who's a doctor arrives, and it's easy enough to use, yes, we should. Okay? More text. Anything to stop a kid or anyone from dying is okay by me. I think that should be the approach. The idea that some might suggest that this would encourage others to use drugs and somehow they might feel empowered and might feel cushioned and might feel more comfortable because they know other people are around them and could help them out with Narcan, I don't believe that for one second.
No, and if they think that, you know, this is enabling, like Edina is saying, hey, we're okay with people using because we've got Narcan, so we can, you know, we can fight this, but we're okay with it. They're not saying they're okay with it. They're just trying to make sure that they've got the pieces in place in case something does happen.
Absolutely. Let's pause. Let's get more text in this. We may hear from Shaletta. We're going to stay with this for a little bit more and also get to one more topic. We'll have to pivot if Shaletta does join us. If it doesn't work out, no problem. Shaletta had a big event this morning. She might still be caught up in the event. We're the home of the Twins, WCCO Radio. Chad Arbin, Chris Tubbs with you on a Friday afternoon. We know this is Shaletta time. Punch her up. I like how you said, I thought you were going to call me at 12:35. I text you. Tubbsy called you. You were hobnobbing still with people who you deemed more important than the two of us. Just admit it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
And an interview. I was doing a live show with Channel 5. I was doing an interview with Kara Levin. Yeah. The Star Tribune came and wanted to chat with me. I'm sorry. You know, my normal time is 1:05. That is Feisty Friday. And so I'm not sure why I got bumped, but I planned a whole job fair for black women, cut it off at 12 o'clock so that I could talk to you at 1 o'clock, and then you moved me. So that's on you, Chad Hartman.
No, no, that's
on you.
That's
on you.
That's Dave Harrigan. You know, I'm just a silly little talent who they put words in front of me, and I read them eloquently and powerfully. Okay, for folks, let me guess, you might have mentioned this once or twice yesterday when you were filling in for me.
Well, you know what? Brad Lane called and said, listen, we need you to just do a regular radio show. We understand you've got a job fair for black women. 500 African-American ladies have signed up for it. 15 companies. It's been all over every news station in town. But we need you to do a regular show. I said, sir, the regular show is what I'm talking about. So I don't know what you want me to do, but I know what I'm going to do. So I mentioned it 11 times yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell me how it went, what surprised you about the event, and what worked best.
Oh, my gosh. So this morning at 9 a.m. at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis, we had a job fair for black women because I know you saw the stats because you follow the news. 300,000 black women lost their jobs shortly after the election, and those numbers continue to climb. And so I thought, nobody is coming for black women. Nobody is going to take care of us. Nobody is going to look out for us. So I'm going to do it. So I've got 15 companies. They came. Everybody was on time. They were excited and engaged. The ladies started lining up at 8 o'clock. There was a line around the corner. Hundreds and hundreds of black women came and kept coming to get in the room, to talk to these employers. And, you know, one of the things that we did was we provided brunch. So I had a food truck, and we served mimosas. And because, you know, I heard from so many women that even if I find a job, I'm still behind on my mortgage. Even if I find a job, I haven't paid my rent in a couple of months. And so I did a raffle, and two lucky ladies will have their mortgage and their rent paid courtesy of ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
That, what a nice, kind gesture that is.
Yeah. So it was amazing. We just wrapped up, and, you know, the ladies are still outside. They're still talking. They were just excited to have a space where they were celebrated and appreciated, and it's just so good to see them refreshed and revived and energized.
Would you say the number was 75% or 85% who asked if I was single?
I would say minus 12% of the people who came asked about you.
I'm in a relationship.
Just wanted to know. Yeah, you just wanted to see what your marketability was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's minus 12%. I say stay in that relationship, bro. That's what I say. I say whatever relationship you're in, you ride that thing on out because nobody out here in these streets is asking for you.
Yeah. I mean, she passed away 7 years ago, and, you know, I go to a gravesite, but, I mean, it seems like it's a relationship to me.
Yeah. Well, I say work that thing out, you know. Yeah, work it out. Work it out, bro.
Okay. What in the short term and the long term will turn the corner and where the numbers will be closer to other demographics in our society for black women and opportunities, black women and jobs, and black women and pay? What needs to change?
More events like this need to happen. I'm hopeful that people in other cities will give a look or listen to this story, that it'll wind up on a CNN feed or something, and people will see it, and then they'll replicate our efforts. Now you know how territorial I am about my ideas,
yes,
about the creativity that I have. But in this case, I'm going to make an exception because I'm hoping that people in Boston and Dallas and Houston and Denver and Phoenix copy my efforts and do what I've done to host job fairs for black women so that those numbers, you know, go in a different direction. Because this is what I know in this season and in this time in this country is that we're all we've got. And we've got to stick together. Nobody is coming for us. We have got to take care of one another.
Are the numbers getting better? Are they staying the same? Or are they getting worse?
Worse. You know, that was 300,000 just between February and April. And those numbers continue to climb with no end in sight, especially as they roll back DEI, as they, you know, have the cuts for federal jobs. It's just bad for African-American women, and nobody's trying to make it better.
So let's talk DEI, because I'm looking at the president right now. He's answering questions. He's meeting with the president of Ukraine. As you very well know, DEI became a very important part of Trump's campaign, saying it's hurting us, it's the wrong way to go. And then once he won the election, a lot of companies followed and eliminated diversity, equity, and inclusion. When you see these companies, including Target, who you went after months ago, who have continued to not bring DEI back, what do you say about it? And what do you say to people listening right now who think DEI is wrong?
I think those people are short-sighted. And I think those people really need to look around. If you are in a boardroom and everybody looks like you, then guess what? You're not diversifying. And your company is not going to be successful. You have to have different thought leaders, different experts, different perspectives so that you can tackle those problems, those issues, those marketing programs, those plans, the way you're going to engage your customers. And, you know, if everybody is looking like you, then you don't have a good representation of who's buying your products, of who's taking advantage of your services or programs. And so there's no way for you to continue to talk to those people. Right? I mean, we see that right now. These young people are not watching TV. They are not listening to the radio. They are not reading the newspaper. How do you engage them? You speak to the people who look like them. You speak to the people who are speaking to them. And you hire those particular people so that your company can continue to thrive. And the sad part, Chad, is that we're seeing whole entities cut their nose off to spite their faces. We are looking at the farmers who voted a certain way and now crying because they don't have workers to pick their crops and their crops are dying on the vine. You know, they don't have the quote unquote illegal aliens to do the work that they say Americans don't want to do. And so farms are closing down four or five generations. They're hoping for a bailout, but they're still not going to get them the services that they need because they voted a certain way. They wanted to close the borders. They didn't, you know, they're against people coming in, you know, into our country in a certain way. But those same people are the ones that are helping your construction company, helping your farm, helping your organization thrive. And so now they have F-A-A-O, what is this, F around and find out? That's what they've done. That we are in an F around and find out mode right now. And they're crying. They're in Washington. They're lobbying. They're trying to talk to their legislators. No. You got to sit with that, boo. You made a decision. Now you got to sit with the consequences of your actions.
You're dogged. You're determined. You're my friend. I love you and glad what you did today. I'm sure it's going to help out a lot of people. Have a fabulous weekend, and we'll talk next week.
And I'm not doing my show tomorrow. I don't know
Shock.
If you know this, but I am nominated for 5 Emmys. And the Midwest, Upper Midwest Regional Emmys is tomorrow.
Okay.
So
we got to go.
If I do win the 5 yeah. Emmys, then I'll have a billboard up on Monday.
Shocker. Hit the button, Dobbsy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.